the Vega.
6th of February, isn't it?
Huh? It is.
Thursday. Jennifer was born 43 years ago on this date.
You're so mean.
Ooh.
43 isn't so bad, but I'm a little younger than that.
Oh, really? How do we juxtapose those numbers? I can remember when you were about 13. What does that tell you about what goes on? Goes around. What is it? Yeah, I think it was. You were a teenager. I know that. I don't remember what your exact age was, but you were a teenager when I first met you.
Could have been.
Right. Well, you're what? 35. How old are you today?
I'm 36.
36. Oh, hooray!
I'm on the downward spiral.
Yeah. All right. Of course you are. Right. Yeah. Over the top. See you all later. All right. So happy birthday to Jennifer and everybody
Thank
else
you.
Who has a birthday.
Ronald Reagan's birthday today.
Yep, Ronald Reagan's birthday is today. I've asked this question before. How would Ronald Reagan have handled the health care discussion and debate?
WWRD.
WWRD.
What would Reagan do?
Yes, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. A lot of people are a Twitter about what's going on at the Winter Olympics. Our poll today, what's your favorite event at the Winter Olympics? A, skiing, B, bobsledding, C, curling, D, skating, E, hockey, F, luging, G, snowboarding, H, trying to find a hotel that has water in it.
I was going to say, I think my favorite event is trying to find a hotel room that works.
I don't know. What nonsense.
This is just a nightmare.
We'll see. Well, you know, it's just something to talk about, but it's nonsense. And it shows you what the priorities are in Russia and why this is so unnecessary, unless this is a good lesson about how good we have it in the West and how people still, you know, as much as we like to put down the Russians, we have fun with the Russians because they're all drunks, they drink all this vodka, blah, 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 they're KGB, they're like Putin, whatever it is, it still is a lesson that might not be well taught this way. Or is this the best way to have people know what really goes on inside a country like this? And do we thank our lucky stars we don't live in a country like this? Is that the lesson here?
Yeah, I think that's one of them. I don't know if it's the only lesson, but I think it definitely makes you appreciate what we have. And when we call our politicians crazy, we should probably reevaluate what that word means.
What word is that again?
Crazy. You know, we go, oh, our politicians are all nuts and crazy. Mm. Well, I'm kind of thinking we might have been outplayed in the crazy department by Mr. Putin.
It's a sliding scale.
Yeah.
A sliding scale. That's an interesting way of putting it. All right. So anyway, I've really nothing. When I look at all of this stuff, as another host who was even a sports guy said on his program, he didn't really get all excited, doesn't understand what the big deal is. Mm-hmm. It's nice for national pride. It's nice to find who would be the best, what these amateurs do, and do they become professionals after all of this exposure. But as usual, what's happened, I remember, I think the first time I watched one of these things, back in 1968, by the way, today's the anniversary of the starting of the 10th Winter Olympics, held in Grenoble, France. 18,000 people participated in the opening ceremonies. How many people are participating today, Kenny? Do you know? It's like 38,000 or something, isn't it? A lot more.
I haven't seen the latest numbers on that. I'm not sure.
Well, I think what I remember, the flags were shot into the air by cannons. That I remember. Huh. There was a helicopter up there with, they were drawing sort of pictures in the sky. There were a lot of roses being dropped from the air. It was just really kind of a nice beginning to what I remember as a nice session. And Americans did well. Then Americans do well most of the time. Mm-hmm. But under the, you know, what is it that, is it the Russians and their need for drama, or Putin's need for drama? Is that why this is?
We wanted to prove we could do it there. I mean, this is what we've talked about, is that this area of the country doesn't even have a lot of snow.
No.
It's got the same kind of temperature that Atlanta does. I mean, it's the same climate.
Yeah. It's like the Miami Beach of Russia.
Yeah. And then you have none of the hotels are ready. Someone said that there is only one shop open in the mall, and that's a Cinnabon. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just really bizarre. Usually when people find out they're having the Olympics, they build up the whole thing so they can make money.
The Olympics will be ready in the Olympic Village will be ready for the next Winter Olympics in 4 years from
right.
now.
Right. It's just weird. It, right, and then dogs running everywhere. Holy yeah. moly.
Let's talk about the weather, the storm. Hundreds of thousands of people are in the dark today. Matter of fact, looking at the total first number of inches of snow, up to 15 inches in parts of Maine.
Wow.
Poughkeepsie, New York had 14 inches. Manhattan had 8. Let's see here. Boston had 12. On the farm, I'm told we had 16 inches of snow between yesterday morning at this time and this morning. I was not able to get out of Los Angeles to go to Boston yesterday. My flight was shut, as were most of the flights into Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, New York. Half of the flights in and out of there were canceled. And now, and that was, we had the storm, what was it, Monday a storm, Wednesday a storm. Now another one on Sunday is predicted. Most of the states that treat the roads with salt, I noticed the reporter that was in Boston on the Common had a cup full of salt. And he explained that's what they're using to keep the roads clear. If you look around, most of the cities that know how to treat this stuff or know how to deal with it are using a lot of salt, which is good for the roads, not great for the cars, as much as they've used this year. And see that, these cars in 4 or 5 years not being as high in resale value as they are now. Didn't you hear what?
Didn't I hear? Okay, because and this is coming from a place of me always living in Los Angeles.
Yes,
I have no idea. Uh-huh. But isn't it true that you can only salt the roads down to a certain temperature and then it just turns to ice or something?
No.
No. So salt always works. So what was the problem when you were stuck in Dallas then?
There were no salt trucks.
There was no salt.
And there were no snow plows. They don't have snow. Well, they've had it twice this year, but they haven't had it for 14 years, so they don't know. Public, there's no public need or necessity to have that stuff.
Okay, so salt always works no matter what.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it also is not good for the environment.
I can hear someone throwing like a bottle at the radio right now going, how does she not know this? Because she's,
she's a valley girl, that's why she doesn't know that. Yeah, she's never seen a tree.
It is about 40 here.
Have you ever seen a tree falling down on top of a car as a result of a storm?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't have that here. So here you're going to be happy to hear the federal government is getting in on the action. What people like about this program is not only are we on top of most of the news, not telling you on top of all the news, some of the news I don't even want to talk about, but then there's the behind-the-scenes stories. So you'll be the only kids on the block that know today that the White House has set up climate hubs to figure out climate solutions mm-hmm. to climate problems.
I heard about that.
Yes, the Agriculture Department is going to set up 7 hubs that will be ultimately synchronizing the Fed's preparation and resources when there is a big drought, when there is a big flood, when there is a big wildfire, the feds will be on the case.
Sure, they're in those important hubs. They'll be ready. They'll be ready to go. Yeah,
right. Let's see here. Durham, New Hampshire. Northern Research Station of the Forest Service. In the Midwest, the Agricultural Research Service in Ames, Iowa. The Southeast Research Station in Raleigh, North Carolina. Another part of the Forest Service. Let's see here. The Agriculture Research Service in Fort Collins, Colorado. Right, let's see. Who else have we got that's lined up here? The research lab at the Ag Service Research Bureau in El Reno, Oklahoma. A hot spot of activity. Let's see here. Forest Service in Corvallis, Oregon. And the Jornado Experimental Range in the Agricultural Research Department at Las Cruces, New Mexico. All right. So all of those places will be hubs of activity when it comes to figuring out what the next generation is of climate problems and solutions. They're on top of it.
A.K.A. another place for the government to eat donuts.
Yep. Another place for we have nice. More people to get hired and more people to examine what we already know. All right, there it is, folks. Another solution to another problem. I always love it when they find solutions to problems that don't exist. Those are the ones that I like the most. Is there a problem with weather? Of course there is. What are these guys going to do about it? Yeah, that's it. Sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's see where it And well, I'm not sure it sounds like a pretty good idea. It sounds like a way to deflect when these things become a real problem, deflecting interest or criticism at other areas. All right, who knows what they're going to do with it, but it's another government program, folks. Congratulations. We in America first with government programs. 888-302-3684. Postseason at Buffalo Wild Wings. They have plenty of can't-miss plays like cheese curds or one of their signature flatbreads. Try them today at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. All right, let's see what we have for tips from the Parents and Grandparents Know Best Department for Exergen. What do we have, Kenny, at Facebook.com/Good Day Show?
Jay says, change your sheets every couple days and hang them outside to let them air out.
Great. So he's a winner of a blanket and thermostat and is eligible for a $1,000 credit card trip. Check it out, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's a horrible, horrible energy. And I don't want you having any bad energy.
I don't have any bad energy, Dougie.
If you have hate, you have bad energy. Don't.
I said I don't hate it.
Oh, well. But you do hate other things.
I do hate other things. Yeah. I didn't hate that. I liked it a little bit.
Really? What is there to like about it? What am I missing? I didn't like anything about it, but I haven't liked much of anything that's come out of the mouths of the people that are auditioning for American Idol. I can understand why the ratings keep plummeting, because they can't find anybody that really sounds like they have any talent. Why would people be watching this? It's, thank heavens for them that it's the last night or last week of these auditions, and they actually get to Hollywood next week.
They're going to Hollywood!
They're in an airplane hangar, for God's sakes.
Hollywood.
It's not as glamorous as it used to be.
No. Now they have, like, flash mobs that rob you and stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so do we have one more cut here?
One, two, three, four. Tell me that you love me more. Sleep less, long nights. That's what my youth was for. Oh, see,
that type of voice is so in vogue now.
I kind of like this, actually. She sounds like she's got it together.
But everybody sings like this.
No,
this is like the in-style type of singing. It's beautiful. I mean, she sounds good, but every girl singer sounds like this now.
Well, they're all trying to...
Because it's quirky.
There's no original thing. They're all trying to emanate somebody else who sounds like Britney Spears or... Jessica Simpson. She's not much Jessica Simpson.
No, their
Beyonce.
Style of singing is out. That style was very nasally. This style is now quirky, and quirky's been in for the last couple of years.
To dream the impossible dream.
That's pretty. I did it again. She sings her
mouth. Really?
Try it. It's fun.
Yeah. Okay. I won't sing it again.
Not that, listen, she can probably outsing me anyway through her nose, but just saying.
So, from the American Idol stage to the stage of the Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno programs, we go
last night for Jay.
Tonight? No, is it tonight? Yeah, tonight's
tonight.
The last night for Jay. Yeah. All right, here we go.
This week, on board Justin Bieber's private jet, the pilots had to wear oxygen masks because of all the pot smoke. They had to wear oxygen masks, yeah. Not only that, the pilots had to wear earplugs because Bieber was blasting his own music. He would die. I'll do you one better. Because of his bad behavior while flying, Justin Bieber, this is not made up, this is true, has reportedly been added to the Homeland Security watch list. Yeah, terrorists heard this and said, please don't lump us in with that douchebag.
Well, according to a new study, one-third of all American children are overweight or obese by the time they're 9 months old. 9 months old. Not unbelievable. Here's how bad it's gotten. Now when you buy a baby stroller, they beep when you back up. That's how bad it's gotten. In fact, the first word said by most babies. Now, are you going to finish that? That is the first word.
That'll be missed. He's got to show up. He's the first night. He's off tonight. When he gets off the air, he flies to West Palm Beach.
And he's going on tour.
And he's
going
to do, I think, 14 different cities over the next 14 nights in Florida, starting tomorrow at the Kravitz Center in West Palm Beach. I wish I were. I would like
Wouldn't
to go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be a
especially
lot of fun.
The first one. That
would
be great.
Yeah, be perfect. But he does every night. He works somewhere. He performs on Friday and Saturday night when mm-hmm. the Tonight
he's
Show
is. He's in Vegas
there.
At least probably 3 or 4 weeks out of the year, I think.
And then he has this Sunday night, standing Sunday night place here in L.A. that he goes. He's been doing it for 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, should President Obama use executive actions to reduce inequality?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back to today's Both Sides Question for Frum and Schrum. Was President Obama right to say he'd use executive actions to reduce inequality since Congress wasn't going to cooperate with him in any way?
Ronald Reagan issued 381 executive orders. He even adjusted pay rates and allowances for federal workers and federal contractors by executive order. George W. Bush issued 291 of them. I mean, presidents have this power under executive order.
The president has backed himself into an interesting problem. He wants to send two messages to his voting base. One is, I'm in charge. I can make a difference to your life. You didn't waste your vote in November of 2012. And the other message is, I'm completely stymied by these Republicans in Congress. I need you to come out to vote in November of 2014. Both of those messages can't be true.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and Bob Schrum.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Story today at DougStephan.com that is really is right up your alley. Remember those novelty fish that were mounted on plaques that would start to sing when you passed?
It was like a bass or something. Okay. Yeah.
So there was a would-be burglar who broke into a store that had one of these, and he walked by the fish and started singing, so the burglar ran, but obviously got caught. And so doing. That's a visualization.
The people at security companies everywhere are going, oh, nuts. Now everybody's just going to want a bass. Right. Yeah, they won't have to pay for security.
A fish named Dudley. 34 after the hour. Dudley Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler with the top stories of the day. The winter storm, okay, what do we have to say about that? It was another storm, and there's more snow, and it's cold. To back up something that Jennifer said, by the way, in the last half hour, we were talking about salt on the roads and other things that are put on the road. One of the folks listening who's driving a truck said that the salt doesn't work much below 18, 19 degrees. I have to use calcium. Calcium is salt, by the way, but I think what he was talking about is there's a liquid that mixes salt and some other things that is actually poured on the road after when it gets colder than 18, 17, 18 degrees. I believe that's the case. But
so that would have made me what, sir?
That would have made you what?
What would that have made me with my comment about the salt getting too cold? What would that have made me?
It would have made you partially accurate.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it. I'll take partially accurate if you can't get
partially
the R word out.
Accurate. No, it's not that you were right or wrong. When did this wrong start with an R? Right
W.
And wrong. Right or wrong, I'll be with you. I know it starts with a W. Look at me. Nuts. All right, Congress is in a stalemate. What a shock! No!
It happened in a while.
Speaking of wrong.
This week.
Immigration reform is before the Senate. Passed a bill. House says, sorry, we don't like this bill. There's too much leniency on amnesty. Doesn't that sound good? Mm-hmm. Too much leniency on the amnesty. The Secretary of, Homeland Security? Who is the guy that's in charge of immigration? Homeland Security guy, right? This new guy, Jay Johnson, who seems to be another brilliant addition to the Obama administration, said a couple of weeks ago upon his first becoming the secretary, boy, I'm so excited. I'm gonna say something that everybody will pay attention to, like all the 11 million immigrants have earned the right to be here.
Yeah,
what a brilliant statement. Perfect. Right?
Here's what's kind of nutty about it. Well, there are many things that are kind of nutty.
Republicans agree with it, apparently.
Well, the Republican, this is what, you know, here's where I check out in this partisan politics stuff.
Okay.
I don't know when politics became like the leading sports in the country. I mean, forget baseball. Politics is like the new sport. I think it's like terrible. And it's a combat sport. But Republicans now aren't going to make a big deal about this immigration bill because they want to keep all the attention on Obamacare so that they can win the midterm elections. So the Republicans are all going to roll over. They're not going to say anything about this immigration stuff because they want everybody to be still ticked off at the Democrats because of Obamacare so that they vote them all out and they win Senate seats.
Isn't that nice? Well,
what happened to doing the right thing? Like, why does it have to have political ramifications?
It went down the tubes with the realization that you can be elected to Congress for life, you can be elected to the Senate for life. So that's why, Jennifer, one of the things you should wish for your birthday is to have a constitutional convention that will change the amount of the number of terms one can have and the number of years. You change it all. One term, 6 years for the House. One term, 6 years for the Senate. One term, 6 years for the presidency. Mm-hmm. One term, 6 years for governors. And this is not a stroke of genius.
Then
this
they have
is
to get
common
their jobs.
Sense. Yeah. And then you get the hell out of politics.
I mean, the thing that made me want to jump out of my skin, and most Americans agree that doing the Keystone Pipeline is a good idea. Most Americans are for it. It will be good. It will be good on all accounts.
Yep.
President Obama, when he was talking with Bill O'Reilly, says, well, we can't really confirm. We're looking at it. Oh, no, you're going to make the announcement that you're going to do it. And when are you going to make that announcement?
Just before the election.
Just before the election. Right. Give me a break. It's good. Let's do it now. Why do we have to hold on to it and use it for leverage? And this is not just a Democrat thing. It's a Republican and Democrat thing. It's really annoying.
Right.
Okay, I'm done. Happy birthday.
Here's a tweet that I just saw.
Yes.
Actually, a couple of tweets. Kenny, you can maybe update us on what's the focus of the... Well, we have several different things, as usual, every day. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. But I'm looking at Clay Aiken has declared himself a candidate for Congress.
He'll be eating up.
Tweeted, ridiculous. All right.
But it's not. See, someone like him actually cares and wants to run, but he'll be eaten up because I don't think
he's
not a politician.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Let's see here. WTF. An image of bathrooms at the Olympics.
Yeah, you can't flush.
This is
you have to throw your toilet paper in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, while you're at it, don't drink the water because it'll make you really sick.
Don't touch the water.
Okay.
I am so happy that we do not have to go and cover these Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, holy moly.
There's a selfie of George H.W. Bush. Do you see that, Kenny?
No.
Selfie posted. These guys do this. Like the selfie of President Obama when he was with whoever he was with at the last conference he went to.
It was a funeral, remember? Nelson Mandela's funeral.
Oh, Mandela's funeral. That's all right. Look, here I am, Mom. Here's a picture of me. I'm the president. Woohoo! Ay, ay, ay. All right, so what do you have, Kenny, for maybe something that's a little more interesting on our Facebook and Twitter pages?
Lots of birthday wishes for Jennifer on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
thank you.
Joyce says, you are so refreshing and wonderful. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Aw, thank you, Joyce.
Wait a minute. What about me?
Is that your birthday?
It's not your birthday.
Oh, I thought I wanted to be refreshing and useful when I grew up, though.
An important tip for Jay. Jay says, science has proven people that have more birthdays live longer.
Never truer words have been spoken.
You know that Ann Coulter has come out on the side of Wendy Davis?
Really?
Wendy Davis is the lady in Texas who's running for governor. She's a, what is she now? She's a state senator, I think, in Texas, isn't she?
Did her pink tennis shoe filibuster on women's rights.
Yeah. And now people are tweeting that she's a sellout. Really?
Why is that?
Well, because she's a Republican strategist. And Wendy Davis is
And Coulter is a sellout. I'm sorry. I thought you're... Okay.
No, Coulter. Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's check on the status of Judy Lynn Hayman. You know her?
No.
Anybody know? Well, Kenny knows who she is. This is a woman who escaped from a prison in Michigan 37 years ago. Got caught in San Diego yesterday.
Hmm.
Judy Lynn Heyman is her name, 60 years of age. She was caught thanks to the work of one Michigan officer who decided to look through old fugitive files. This was a cold case, as they say on television and in some police departments. Lieutenant Charles Levins requested the fingerprint cards for all old escapees, sent them to the FBI. Ms. Heyman's fingerprints came back matching those of a woman who'd been arrested in San Diego. So on Monday, police went to an apartment where a woman matching her description answered the door. She didn't say she was Ms. Heyman, but she was taken to the station. She admitted her identity and her escape from the Michigan prison. So she's going to be returned to complete her sentence for attempted larceny. Okay. So this is how I really feel about this.
If you successfully escape for that long, they should give you a pass.
This is so asinine. This is beyond. This is reprehensible. That the police would spend. First of all, this woman went to prison for as much time as she got for attempted larceny. She didn't really. She never really was successful. Now, okay, should people go to jail because they attempted to burglarize somebody's home? If you're caught, yeah. Some kind of penalty. But how many years did she get on this first go-round? She had, it was an 18 to 24-month sentence. She escaped. So this was 37 years ago. Why? And I mean, I can understand going after a murderer.
Right.
After 37 years. Absolutely. You wouldn't see me getting in the way of that for a second. But to spend this kind of money and time on a woman who just try to rob some store or something, and she had an 18-month sentence. I don't know. She's not very smart, obviously, because she was about to get out in a month or so after she got into prison in the first place. I think that's the first thing I saw on this. So the fact that she got out, okay. But 37 years for attempted larceny, we don't have anything better to do with law enforcement than that. So people who pat an old Charles Levins on the back, get a life, pal. I don't, there's nothing about this that impresses me, except the foolishness of the system. Am I wrong?
No, I agree with you.
Kenny?
Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't know what it was that she had done before. I thought it certainly had to be something more severe.
This country, well, our priorities are so screwed up. We got all these people in jail for using drugs that need not to be. All these white-collar criminals, instead of making them work for minimum wage in some public facility, having them clean the latrine in the town hall or whatever. You put them in jail and spend $34,000 a year. That's the minimum cost around the country for incarcerating somebody. What, are we nuts here? You got to be nuts to do this. All right. I have said
that. Yeah, you're nuts.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Here's a way that I prove that I'm not nuts. Ready?
Yes. Ready.
Look at
ready.
Jennifer's teeth.
Yeah,
look how beautiful.
You can get in there up close
right
though, you want.
Yeah, okay. Whiter teeth make you look younger. Jennifer doesn't look a year over 35.
Hey, yeah. When I was in Las Vegas, yeah. One of the cocktail waitresses walked by and said, "Oh, is it your birthday? Are you 21?" And she was serious.
Really? Wow.
Oh, that was the best birthday gift I got all year.
Well, if you want to look like Jennifer when you grow up, I suggest you call 800-865-7602, because with Active White, which was the next generation of power swabs, it's new to America. This is a non-peroxide foam. It's in a can, just like a little aerosol kind, just like shaving cream. Active White will clean up your mouth wonderfully well and very quickly. When you put on your toothbrush, your brush in your mouth starts whitening your smile right away, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens yellow teeth from all the years of not having your teeth cleaned. Call 800-865-7602. What's that number again, Doug? 800-865-7602. Whiten your smile. Try Active White risk-free. That is, if it doesn't work for you in the prescribed time, I mean, it gets to work right away. 2 days, you'll notice the difference. A week, wow. So 800-865-7602. Make it work for you or your money back. Have your teeth whitened. 800-865-7602.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, that fellow from El Salvador who says he spent more than a year drifting across the Pacific Ocean before he finally made landfall in the Marshall Islands, he made a public appearance looking much weaker than he did earlier in the week. Must have gotten a hold of that same lobster that I had last week. Right? That'll make everybody upset. He was speaking in a low, very quiet voice, thanking the government, walked in, needed to be helped. So what? What are we making such a big deal about this guy for, too?
I know. And if he really did get lost at sea, everybody's being mean to him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's something to be upset about. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
The state of Florida is trying to revive the push to give driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants there.
Why not? We do that here in California.
Right. Florida wants to be just like California when it grows up.
Oh, of course. Who doesn't, really?
Right. The only problem is, even though there's sun there, the humidity,
violent
lightning and thunderstorms. Yesterday,
and the bugs.
Bugs.
They're
everywhere.
Like gigantor bugs.
And those little, those lizards that are everywhere, crawling up. You ever been in Florida when the lizards stay in a place? The alligators come out of the swamps. Or
and
out
the sewers
of the back
and
of
your toilets.
Yeah, right. And then the lizards are crawling up the screens. Yeah. I'm very happy to be in Southern
California. Tropical.
Thank you very much. Yeah, right. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's see what we can sell you now. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day.
It's terrible.
What do you mean it's terrible?
We have. Let's see what we can sell you now.
All right. So for the people who are listening, we have what, 6-7 stations in Florida.
I bet you're going to say 6-7 people.
Well, hopefully more than that. Listening and get wrinkled up about what I said regarding living in Florida. Yeah, it's nice if you like it. I just was expressing my own personal opinion, having spent many years in Florida. Palm Beach County is like a second home to me. And so from the mid-60s until actually now, still family has a place on Singer Island. So don't come yelling at me about, well, you know, I live in Florida. It's beautiful. It's a paradise. It's hot. It's humid. And there's lots of rain. Is it better than being in 4 feet of snow? You bet. It's better than being any place north of North Carolina, as a matter of fact, for at least 4 months of the year this year. That's why you can't find a motel room in Florida any place.
Well, now you've offended our stations in the Delmarva.
No. Oh, the okay. Well, listen. All right. Yeah, I can't. Listen, that's the cross.
It's all better than Sochi.
Right. That's it. Thank you, Kenny. It's all better than Sochi. No matter whether you're in northern Minnesota and the temperature is 18 below zero today, you at least have a toilet that works, one would hope, anyway. All right, time now to get to Tech Talk. Shelley Palmer starts it off. Today, he's going to talk with you about Major League Baseball installing eye beacons. Eye beacons, apparently a way to let fans know about other fun things that are going on nearby in many of their stadiums, because they're making these more and more baseball stadiums, football stadiums, all these things are becoming a congregant. If you go to, for example, in Foxborough, Mass, where the Gillette Stadium is, where the Patriots play, it's a big, it's like a separate town.
Mm-hmm.
All the things, it's like going to Disney World, all that stuff that's down there. So anyway, it is something that is a new trend in America. We'll find out more about it in a moment here on Good Day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, You'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, already one of the most tech-savvy sports leagues, Major League Baseball is set to install thousands of iBeacons in ballparks around the country and will deck out about 20 parks, including stadiums in Boston, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, with about 100 iBeacons each by opening day. iBeacons can be found in every Apple store in the U.S., and the NFL recently installed iBeacons at MetLife Stadium and in Times Square for the Super Bowl to help users get to entry gates and to find nearby tourist attractions. The iBeacons are designed to work with MLB's At the Ballpark app, and every team that gets iBeacon installed can decide what users see and do. Things like getting concession info or learning about loyalty and rewards programs. Major League Baseball already offers fully digital ticketing through the At the Ballpark app, so iBeacons are a logical next step towards making the league even more digital friendly. Now, all we need to do is wait for opening day. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
You thought Boost Mobile had low prices before, but now they're dropping lower than ever for anyone switching to a Boost 4G LTE device by March 31st.
Are the prices this low?
Nah, lower. $35 a month low.
How about this?
Now, try it. $35 a month for 6 months low.
Wow, that's low.
You're right, it's low. That's how Boost Mobile does it. They go $35 a month for 6 months low, all with unlimited talk, text, and data.
Oh, baby, for only $35 a month? I'm down with that.
Available at Boost Mobile, Best Buy, and Radio Shack. Boost Mobile, be heard.
No, like this. Boost Mobile, be heard.
Offer available 2614 to 331-14 at BoostMobile.com and select retailers only. Limited to new accounts and purchase of 4G LTE device. Rates increase after introductory rate. Coverage not available everywhere. Includes 2.5 gigabytes per month of high-speed data. See BoostMobile.com/35plan or participate in dealer for details.
Our poll at DougStevens.com, where do you keep your mobile phone? 51% said in your pocket, 28% said in your purse or briefcase, 18% said I set it down wherever I am, 3% said I usually have it in my hand. I thought that was pretty interesting. DougStevens.com, 59 after the hour.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.